coming up next on the Holistic Wealth Podcast.
This is very personal for me because employees are making life and death decisions at work. So we need spaces of psychological safety. When we don't have spaces of psychological safety in organizations, then these are the consequences. It can be death. It can be that critical. So when we speak about employee well-being initiatives, we need to get really serious about what those are and how effective they are.
You're listening to the Holistic Wealth Podcast with host Keisha Blair, author of Holistic Wealth and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And now, here's your host, Keisha Blair.
Today we have another solo episode. I'm so excited to have this episode to do like a recap of Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week, and it's not the end of it, as I will let you know further down in the podcast, but it's not the end of it. We're extending it so that everyone can get a chance to participate. It has been the most exciting week. Absolutely the most exciting week. 2024 is absolutely a turning point for Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week. And I just want to share some of the results with you. This was not something that I planned in terms of this episode, but I had to do this to express my heartfelt gratitude to everyone who participated, who posted, spread the word, reached out on social media by email. Thank you so, so, so much for making Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week a massive, massive success. In some parts of the world, it went viral. And so I had to do this podcast episode just to talk about some of the results, the outcomes, and where we go from here. And just to thank you and just to let you know that we can all celebrate all month long, all month of April. So you can continue posting, continue tagging us and telling us how your week went. So before I go any further, I just want to state that the Holistic Wealth Podcast is sponsored by the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And if you haven't visited the website, it's www.instituteonholisticwealth.com. And you can find a range of resources and courses. Our signature program is the Certified Holistic Wealth Consultant Program. And of course, there's a money trauma program and a range of programs there to get you well on your way to achieving holistic wealth and to help in your communities to drive this further and to improve your own lives. And of course, you know, we have this new website for Global Holistic Wealth Day, and it's www.globalholisticwealthday.com. And if you're interested in becoming a Global Holistic Wealth Day ambassador for your country, you can apply on the website. There's a form there you can fill out to apply to become a Global Holistic Wealth Day ambassador. And of course, on the website, there's some information on the history of Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week and how this all came about. And of course, some people have been asking me, so why April 9? What's the significance of having a Global Holistic Wealth Day on April 9? Well, as many of you know who are faithful listeners to the podcast, my husband died on April 9 from a very rare illness. It was so rare. Only 1 in 1 million people get it each year around the globe. Most doctors will not see a living case of it in their lifetime, only in textbooks. And it took a year to assemble to get the autopsy results. They had to assemble a team from the United States and Canada to examine the case because most doctors have never seen this before. Even the chief coroner on the case told me that he had never seen a living case of it. And he was at that time the chief coroner for Ontario. So that is significant. So April 9 was chosen for that reason. There's so many families out there dealing with health-related illnesses, sicknesses, and diseases. And, you know, it's unbelievable how many families are suffering. In my husband's case, it was a rare, very rare disease. And you know, with rare diseases, and I want to shout out every family today grappling with a rare disease, whether it's for a child or an adult. Rare diseases have some unique characteristics that make it so hard for families to cope. In my husband's case, it was found out after he passed, which is one of the most important implications of having a rare disease, is that you might not find out. Your doctor might just not be able to diagnose it depending on how rare it is. and depending on what they're looking for. In those cases, we have large amounts of deaths from rare diseases each and every year because it just was not found out in time. And so I want to use this space and this episode to really call out the importance of funding for rare diseases, for everyone involved in the rare disease, rare illness community, doing the work out there to spread information about these rare diseases so that we don't have unnecessary death just because there's a lack of information, as was the case with my husband. So for everyone out there who's grappling with a rare illness and all those organizations who deal with rare illnesses and getting the information out, I salute you. It poses so many difficulties for families who can't get a diagnosis, can't get proper treatment. They're often misdiagnosed, as was the case with my husband. He was misdiagnosed for years and did not get a cure in time, did not get any treatment, and ultimately died. So I just want to say that and create the space on this podcast so everyone is clear on why this is so important. Global Holistic Wealth Day is transformative for the world. It's so important. It not only emphasizes our physical health, but also our mental health, or financial well-being, or spiritual health, or relationships, or life purpose, meaning everything combined in one. And we know too that our environment, you know, sustainable living is a part of that. So I just want to say thank you again. Like, Global Holistic Wealth Day was a tremendous, runaway, massive success this year. I had nights where I could not sleep because I was so excited when I saw people posting from Romania, from India, from Australia, New Zealand, everywhere around the world, the United States, Canada, the UK. It went viral in several different parts of the world. It's now celebrated in over 80 countries worldwide. This has transformed the global holistic wealth movement massively, and it's taken it to a new level. In India, and I want to shout out India, as far as I know, more than 20 different schools across India celebrated with kids in their classrooms, celebrated with kids for Global Holistic Wealth Day. We saw videos of kids singing in classrooms in different grades. And I just want to say a big, massive shout out to India. And I also want to say, and many people don't know this about the book and my writing process, that I wrote several parts of Holistic Wealth while visiting India. I was on a trip to India for work and carried two laptops, my work laptop and my own personal laptop. And I remember suffering from jet lag so bad that I was up at 1 a.m. working every night. And when I couldn't sleep, I picked up the manuscript, you know, in the wee hours of the morning and started working on parts of Holistic Wealth. You'll see the influences there in the book. And I'll just turn to page 40 of Holistic Wealth, where I talk about my sabbatical. And it's the second page where I talk about the art of the couplet, where you try to condense worlds of wisdom and meaning into a tiny vessel. For those teachers or those educators out there who teach poetry, the art of the couplet may be familiar to you. And I spoke about the Doha or the Dohavali on that page, which is a ray of couplets. And I spoke about part of that line states, the way of truth means giving up the world. And so much of us, when we go through a tragedy or a setback, sometimes to find meaning and truth again, we have to give up the world. And so I went into the next paragraph talking about my sabbatical, and I didn't realize what I was doing when I packed my things in a 40-foot container for my sabbatical. Everything from my home, what I couldn't sell, I packed into a 40-foot container. And to me, that was giving up the world to find my truth. And in doing that, this truth that we're celebrating this week and through the book is concept of holistic wealth that I came up with. And I get emotional talking about it because it stems from such a deeply personal story. But I am so moved that the world has joined in. And as I said, parts of this were written in India. I know several authors have spoken about the massive inspiration they've gotten too when they've traveled to different parts of the world. You can find inspiration anywhere, absolutely anywhere. I found inspiration in Jamaica, but I also found inspiration in India with my writing. And so that's reflected in Holistic Wealth. As you can imagine, I get very emotional when I realize how Global Holistic Wealth Day, Global Holistic Wealth Week played out in different parts of the country, in different parts of the world. We had people in the Caribbean, in Jamaica. We had people in Barbados, in Mexico. We had people all over the world celebrating Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week. And I just wanted to let you know how massive of an impact it's been having on people's lives and how much we can inspire each other by participating and sharing and giving each other insights and inspiration through our own lives. So what I want to challenge you to do for the rest of the month of April is continue posting. Use the hashtags Global Holistic Wealth Day, Global Holistic Wealth Week, and let's continue to inspire each other. I'm sure for the week of April 9th, that week of Global Holistic Wealth Week, you may have been grateful for one thing in your life. What were you grateful for that week? I'm sure you can point to even one thing that you were grateful for. If you can, post about it, tag us, use the hashtag, let us know. Let's all make this a celebration of gratitude in our lives, no matter what hurdles you're facing, we're facing. There's so much going on in the world right now. As I stated in the last episode of this podcast, we're in a mental health crisis. The world is facing a health crisis, a racial crisis, and of course, with high inflation, facing an economic crisis. There's so much going on in the world, but in our personal lives, there's so much we can do to inspire each other, to give each other hope, to give each other comfort. And if you can remember one small thing that happened during Global Holistic Wealth Week, just the week of April 9th, just get on social media, post about it, use the hashtags, tag us, tell us what that was. I want to hear from you. And of course, in this episode too, I want to outline some broader issues and just some broader things that I'd like to highlight. Now, I do also want to call out the Global Holistic Wealth Week and Global Holistic Wealth Day celebrations in Canada that took place in Vancouver on April 9th. There was a massively successful event in Vancouver for Global Holistic Wealth Day, a networking event. And I participated and I want to send out huge congratulations and huge thank you to those people who organized that and participated and sponsored that event. And I've heard of several different events across the world. In the United Kingdom, there was a health and wellness fair that was sponsored by the UK government for Global Holistic Wealth Day. It took place on April 9th. And there are so many events and smaller scale events and individuals posting about Global Holistic Wealth Day. As I said, many schools across the world posted for Global Holistic Wealth Day. Teachers, educators, so many people got involved. I saw photographers, I saw spas, I saw different kinds of businesses posting. I even saw one person post that she was launching her business on Global Holistic Wealth Day. So many people have used this as a catalyst for change in whatever small way. It doesn't have to be massive. People posted about their yoga rituals, their morning rituals, their gratitude practice, you name it. So many people participated. We also had suicide prevention organizations participating and posting online about mental health and the importance on Global Holistic Wealth Day. So if you're listening in, please do continue to post all April long. Use the hashtag so we can see you and interact and engage with you as well online. So I just wanted to also talk about the transformative impact on businesses and organizations in terms of Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week. Companies worldwide are recognizing the importance of prioritizing employee well-being as part of their holistic wealth strategy. And I'm hoping that the Holistic Wealth Development Index that I've written, I came up with a Holistic Wealth Development Index at the back of the book that can be used to basically assess your policies, your programs, your procedures, your projects, anything you're working on through a holistic wealth lens. And of course, the Institute on Holistic Wealth does offer consulting to help you really do that in the best and efficient way and the way that it's supposed to be done. So you can contact the Institute on Holistic Wealth for that. But why this is so important for me personally is because, and I'm going to go back to the story of my husband again, when he felt the pain from that tumor, he was in a state of stress. He had a long lineup of colleagues waiting at his door to check their work. And that would have been the time for him to get up and run to the hospital emergency room. But he stayed the day and checked their work and went through everybody's files and did what he thought he was supposed to do. And that decision ultimately cost him his life. So for me, when I talk about employee well-being initiatives across companies, this is very personal for me because employees are making life and death decisions at work. So we need spaces of psychological safety where employees can come forward and say, you know what, I'm not feeling well. I think I need to run to the doctor. I think I need to run to the clinic to check this out because I'm not feeling well. When we don't have spaces of psychological safety in organizations, then these are the consequences. It can be death. It can be that critical. So when we speak about employee well-being initiatives, we need to get really serious about what those are and how effective they are. There are studies coming in that I've seen online that are saying they're not effective because some companies aren't taking them serious enough. It's just a poster on a wall about mindfulness or, you know, log into this online portal where you can access some resilience training. Like, we need to have organizations that have trust, that foster holistic well-being and wealth, where employees have psychological safety to make decisions in their daily work days that can, you know, make them thrive and prosper. If they don't have the autonomy, if they don't feel psychologically safe, they'll never, ever be able to make those decisions in life, those life and death decisions. Let's face it, most people spend all of their waking hours, most of their waking hours at work. So we absolutely need that. And that's why I'm lobbying for that during this time so that companies can get out there too and say, you know what? We're celebrating Global Holistic Wealth Day. We're celebrating Global Holistic Wealth Week, and we're implementing these structures where we're seeing everything through a holistic wealth lens and challenging businesses out there. And I'm going to put out a business challenge to every brand and every company out there to do this, because I know the effects and the fallout that can happen. It can be generational wealth affected when you think about employees dying on the job. It's very personal, so I know I've experienced it. If you're listening in and you're a company and you're a brand, get out there. Be vocal about the importance of Global Holistic Wealth Day, Global Holistic Wealth Week, and the reason behind this, and really get behind this for your employees and your organization. So employees feel valued and supported when these things are in place, and it leads to a more positive work culture and better overall performance. So when we talk about corporate social responsibility as well, because Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week is also part of that. And we want businesses to start incorporating holistic wealth principles into their corporate social responsibility initiatives by investing in community development projects, environmental conservation efforts, social justice causes. These initiatives contribute to the greater good and also enhances your organization's reputation and also employee satisfaction. So it doesn't have to be a huge thing, but let's start with Global Holistic Wealth Day. Let's start with Global Holistic Wealth Week. And as I said before, we're doing this month-long celebration. We're giving everybody a chance to get out there, to post about this, to talk about this, to carry the conversation forward, because what I don't want to happen is that everybody says, well, okay, April 9th has passed. Global Holistic Wealth Day has passed. So that's it. I can't post anymore because the day is gone. No, We're absolutely extending this all month long. We want everybody to post. We want to hear about this. This saves lives. This can make the difference between life or death. And sometimes it takes one person or one thing to happen to bring this to light. And in my family's case, it was my husband, and I started on this journey and on this mission to create awareness and to spread this message. But you know what? It doesn't have to happen again. It doesn't have to happen in your family. It doesn't have to happen to your child and to your grandchild. We can change this for generations going forward. So we need leadership buy-in, and we need absolutely commitment. I want all leaders out there listening to this to please take up the mantle and the mission in your organization and drive this forward. Leaders play a crucial role in driving holistic wealth initiatives within organizations. They can lead by example, demonstrating a commitment to employee well-being, work-life balance, and ethical business practices. So by prioritizing holistic wealth in the decision-making processes and in terms of resource allocation, leaders absolutely set the tone for a culture of abundance and sustainability at the same time. No one should be overworked if the work isn't allocated effectively. As in my husband's case, and I keep going back to this as the case study to point out why this is so important to you, is because in his case, he was a manager, a finance manager, as a CPA, and he was known as a whiz. So he had all the other managers line up at his door to check their work. They were colleagues, and he felt compelled to do what he thought was right in that moment to help. So what does this mean? This means that we need to effectively allocate. And even if we have star performers on the team, how do we protect our star performers from burnout? How do we protect our star performers from illness and sickness and death? And this is what I'm trying to bring home. And this is why we need to have a Global Holistic Wealth Day, a Global Holistic Wealth Week, and we celebrate all month long. The book is available online everywhere. Everyone who's listening in who hasn't read Holistic Wealth, please grab your copy. Tell your colleagues about it. Tell your networks about it. Let's transform the world for the next generation. And so when we talk about integrating holistic wealth into policies and practices, as I said, there's a chapter in the Holistic Wealth Expand and Updated book that has a Holistic Wealth Development Index, because absolutely holistic wealth principles should be integrated into various policies and practices within every organization, including the hiring process, performance evaluations, reward systems, and everything. Companies can prioritize candidates, whether we're talking about senior leadership, management, that espouse these values of holistic wealth, that create that environment, and that contributes to the well-being of themselves, their colleagues, and their communities. And so this requires continuous learning and improvement as well. Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week, you know, is the start of it. As I said, the Institute is a great resource. The Institute can provide consulting, workshops, whatever it is in your organization in terms of fostering continuous learning and improvement. An organization should prioritize this ongoing education and training on holistic wealth for employees at all levels. And this can include workshops, seminars, resilience training, mindfulness training, financial literacy, sustainable living. So by fostering this culture of continuous learning and personal development, organizations empower their employees to thrive and grow personally and professionally. And if you are an entrepreneur, it's the same thing. Do it in your business. Even if you're a small business with two employees, do it with your two employees. We absolutely need this momentum to save the next generation, generations after. And again, we're extending this Global Holistic Wealth Day, Global Holistic Wealth Week to the rest of April. If you have health and wellness projects or initiatives or fairs or workshops coming up for the rest of April, align it with Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week and celebrate with us throughout the whole month of April. If you have organizational or retreat or workshops coming up, align it with this and celebrate The other thing I want to challenge everyone to do for the month of April is a gratitude practice. Think of one thing every single day that you're grateful for and celebrate it. And if you can, tag us on social media. Use the hashtag so we can find you. The hashtags work like a filing system, so we can just click on the hashtag and see who's posting, so we can engage and connect and share your work and even call you out on the Holistic Wealth Podcast if we can find you. So again, everyone, thank you so, so much for participating and really driving this movement forward. This movement has been organic from the get-go. You have been the one driving this. If you're having a workshop or retreat or health fair or any kind of fair, any kind of event, the Holistic Wealth book, the Holistic Wealth workbook as well, can be resources that you can offer to participants to really carry on this journey. So if you are hosting an event, any kind of event, it doesn't matter whether it's career, what have you, personal development training, whatever it is, then I challenge you today to also incorporate that. And again, everyone, thank you for the outpouring of support of Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week in 2024. We're at a turning point, an inflection point. The movement has gone viral in certain parts of the world because of this, and we want to continue this momentum for the next generation. Love you all. Have a great week, and let's continue Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week throughout the entire month of April. Have a great week, everyone.
The Holistic Wealth Podcast with Keisha Blair is brought to you by... Have you joined the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Choose your membership plan at the Institute on Holistic Wealth /memberships to join. As a member, you'll get access to free worksheets, advice, coaching, and an intentional design workshop. As you start to live a more holistically wealthy lifestyle, you'll want to stay for a very long time. So go to Institute on Holistic Wealth /memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning best-selling Holistic Wealth 36 Life Lessons to help you recover from disruption, find your life purpose, and achieve financial freedom.